This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it? Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Well, it's all started to hit the fan for Bitcoin exactly as I predicted. I mean, exactly. I laid this out in podcast. You can check out my podcast website, healthrangerreport.com, or you can see bitraped.com. I said that governments of the world and central banks are going to start cracking down on Bitcoin because they're not going to sit by and just allow themselves to become obsolete. No government is going to be overrun or allow itself to be overrun by a cryptocurrency. Not going to happen. And anybody who thinks that was going to happen is incredibly naive. And I just have to use the word stupid because you have to be stupid to think that you're going to make the central banks obsolete with, you know, a bunch of geeks and computer users and libertarians who are not old enough to understand how the world really works. So here's the news of what's happening. As of this recording, Bitcoin just experienced a $23 billion loss. It just vanished, of course, because it didn't exist in the first place. There is no real value behind Bitcoin. It doesn't own any assets. It doesn't have anything. It's a digital fiat currency. It's vaporware. It's vaporware currency, all right? So China announced that they're going to outlaw Bitcoin exchanges. Yeah, they're just going to basically criminalize them. And then, of course, the price started to plummet. It's gone down from almost $5,000 to under $3,500. So we're talking about shedding a huge percentage, you know, almost around 25%. And it could continue. Goldman Sachs is now predicting that Bitcoin will correct down to $2,221. And of course, Jamie Dimon, head of JP Morgan, has openly denounced Bitcoin as a fraud. Other people, including myself, have called Bitcoin a Ponzi scheme. And I've been criticized for this, by the way. Some people have said, what happened? You used to be pro-cryptocurrency. Actually, I'm still pro-cryptocurrency. I'm still all in favor of decentralization. It's just that I'm old enough to know that the globalists are going to fight back. That's all I'm saying. I hope Bitcoin succeeds. I wish it would succeed. I wish the central banks would be made obsolete. I really do. But they run the world, people. They run the world. They run the media. They run the financial institutions. They run the governments. You think Trump is in charge of the United States of America? Not by a long shot. The globalist bankers are in charge. And they're not going to let Bitcoin take over and dominate the money supply. And now all of the lies of the Bitcoin promoters are starting to unravel. They've been lying to all of us for years. And this is what also got me to wake up about this. We've all been lied to by the Bitcoin pushers. They said, oh, it's all anonymous. No one can track your transactions. Not true. The IRS just licensed the tool to track all your transactions. They're going to tie it back to you and they're going to charge taxes if you're paid via Bitcoin. They're going to clamp down on it. They've already put into government regulations wording about international money laundering so they can essentially charge anyone with a felony crime if you receive bitcoins from offshore, which could mean Japan or China or anywhere. All of a sudden, you might be guilty of money laundering laws. Look, the governments are going after Bitcoin, and what we were told about Bitcoin is false. You know, we were also told that governments can't regulate it. It's not regulated by governments, right? Remember that lie? Oh, don't worry. This exists outside governments. This is outside the banking system. Well, guess what? China just regulated the Bitcoin exchanges out of existence. And guess what? That's coming to America, too. And I've already laid out exactly how it's going to happen. or at least in my prediction. I guess I can't say there's 100% chance of this, but a very high percentage chance. And it's going to be a false flag terrorist attack that will be funded by Bitcoin. So all they have to do is set off like a dirty bomb, you know, in Chicago or somewhere, or drop a bunch of poison into the water supply of Los Angeles or whatever they want to do. And then they'll catch the guys. And remember, the FBI is really good at setting up terrorist plots and then catching the guys that they recruited to do it. If you don't know this, you need to read about this. Go to naturalnews.com and search for FBI terror plots. And we even cite the New York Times on this, which talked about how the FBI runs around the country dreaming up all these terrorist plots like, oh, they want to blow up a bridge. They want to blow up the White House. They want to do this. They come up with the plan. They come up with the vehicles. They come up with the mock explosives, everything. And then they go out and they recruit a bunch of homeless meth heads to try to carry this out. And like, hey, we'll pay you $50 if you drive this van. And the meth head's like, okay, I'll drive the van. Give me $50. And so the guy's driving the van. And then the FBI, you know, SWAT team swoops in and like, we caught a terrorist. Look, we caught a terrorist. This guy was going to blow up a bridge. The guy's like, no, I just wanted some meth. I was just going to buy some meth. And they're like, no, you're going to blow up a bridge. We gave you the plans. Literally, that is how the FBI operates today. It's sick. It's sick. Under James Comey, by the way, who's also a traitor and a criminal and should be prosecuted for treason. But that's another podcast altogether. In any case, they're going to set up a false flag to nail Bitcoin. So they're going to set up some deal, you know, some attempted bombing, a dirty bomb, bioweapons, whatever they want to do. They're very creative about all the ways that the FBI dreams up terrorist attacks on America, by the way. This is part of their job, to figure out how to destroy America. And then they're just going to go recruit some guy, and then they'll make sure that that guy gets a lot of money via Bitcoin. Now, if you think this is spy novel stuff or a conspiracy theory, you don't understand how the world works. I'm sorry to say, you need an education. You need to grow up and get a bigger picture view of how things actually operate. You need to take a new look at 9/11, Oklahoma City, all these places. You think that the official story is the truth? Oh my God. You got to be a moron to believe that. In Waco, Texas, all that stuff. Nothing that you've been told about that is the truth. So anyway, they're going to find a guy or a couple of guys. They're going to make sure they get a bunch of Bitcoin transfers, and then they'll have them go attempt some domestic terrorism attack under the guidance of the FBI, and then they'll catch them, and then they'll say, oh my God, Bitcoin is involved in terrorism in America. And then sure enough, the White House and the JP Morgans of the world, the central banks, the Treasury, Goldman Sachs, everybody, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say, well, we got to outlaw Bitcoin to stop terrorism. You see, it's so simple, people. It's so simple. I mean, I'm recording this, what is this, like mid-September 2017. I don't know when this attack is going to happen, but it's so simple to predict. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to have a crystal ball. You don't have to have any insider information. This is how they get things done. This is how they do things. They want to eliminate Bitcoin. All they got to do is tie it to a couple of would-be terrorists who are actually meth heads that were recruited off the street by the FBI. But you're not going to get that story from the media. It's going to be like, oh my God, these dangerous international money launderers and drug runners. They almost succeeded in the mass poisoning of the Los Angeles water supply with radioactive isotopes stolen from medical imaging devices. Yes, and we stopped it. We, the FBI, we stopped it. Of course, they dreamed it all up, but they stopped it. You see, and then they're going to blame Bitcoin. And then Bitcoin would just be outlawed, and they'll say that anybody who uses Bitcoin is a criminal. It's so simple to figure this out. It's just a matter of when. It's not a matter of if. It's just a question of when they do this. And I don't know when. I don't have that information, obviously. I don't have special news feeds from inside the FBI's domestic terrorism group of what they plan to try to blow up next and who they plan to recruit to do it and what they're going to blame. No, I don't have those memos. I'm just an investigative journalist who can put the pieces together. I could connect the dots. I've seen this over and over and over again. And all you people holding Bitcoin, thinking that you're going to get rich from this magical money creation system that somehow has found a loophole in the rules of economics, like, you're such a genius because it's been going up, you're going to come to realize you're a fool. You're a fool because the government's going to go after Bitcoin, just like they already did in China. So easy to predict. They're going to outlaw it. Why? Because Bitcoin doesn't help the government. If they can't control it, they don't want it to exist. That's what I've been saying. And it was just like 10 days ago that James Rickards echoed what I said. James Rickards from Long Term Capital Management, you know, the author of many, many books on crashes and financial leverage and so on. Brilliant guy. He's saying the same thing that I said now. Because it's obvious at this point. It's obvious. So if you're holding Bitcoin, you're going to get crushed. If you were suckered into buying Bitcoin, you need to get out while you can. Because you are going to get clobbered. You're going to get wiped out because the governments of the world are coming after it. The JP Morgans are coming after it. Look, JP Morgan's working on its own blockchain technology. They're going to make Bitcoin obsolete. They're going to have the official government-backed blockchain system in one way or another. That's how these people operate. They steal the ideas from Bitcoin and they make their own system, and then they make Bitcoin obsolete by criminalizing it or regulating it out of existence. That's how these things happen. Look, if you don't know this, you don't know anything. How many people have invented, you know, over unity energy devices, for example, or new efficient engine additives and things like that, and they've tried to patent them. And guess what? The U.S. Patent Office sends an alert to the military, and the military just says, oh, we're taking this patent under national security interest. How many inventors have had their patents stolen by the government out of national security? If you don't know that that's happening, you don't know anything about how reality works. And how many of those inventors were then killed, by the way, after they tried to patent something? They disappeared. They were eliminated. Memory hold. That's how the world really works. I hope that most people listening to this already understand that. But there are going to be some very difficult and costly lessons learned by a lot of younger people who are too young to know any of this stuff, and they think they're geniuses. They think they can generate wealth without effort. That's the Bitcoin narrative, that you can become rich without even trying. All you have to do is buy Bitcoin, and it's going to go up to $1 million a coin, and you're all going to be rich forever, and John McAfee won't have to eat his own dick on live television because he promised to if Bitcoin doesn't rise enough. You know, people are clueless. I just don't want people to get hurt, so that's why I've been sounding the alarm over this. Check out my websites, bitraped.com and bitcoincrash.news. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, pro-cryptocurrency, but also a realist about how the world works. And I've been warning people to get out of Bitcoin before the big crash comes, and it has already begun. All right, be safe, everybody.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.